minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Good morning, Northern Colorado. Welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Kind of breaking news, unless you follow me on Twitter, at whole show. We are getting this, Angel. I'm hearing, my little birdies are chirping out there, that the UNC Bears will name Ed Lamb their next head football coach. He is currently the assistant head coach and special teams coordinator and safeties coach at BYU. He was the head coach at Southern Utah, had some success there, went to Big Sky Championship, went to the playoffs. Then he was, he was there for, 7 years or so. Very, decent resume there. University of San Diego as a defensive backs coach after that. Then University of Idaho as a defensive coordinator. I mean, big resume. Then goes back to BYU. And here we are. He's going to be the head coach of the UNC Bears. So thoughts on this right now, Ed Lamb. I mean, it's not the big splash like the Ed McCaffrey name in the state of Colorado, but here's the substance alert, right? You look at the background of what he has. Coaching experience, college coaching experience at the head coach level, at the assistant coach level, special teams, coordinators, recruiting, all of that stuff. And we're waiting to get the 100% confirmation, but Angel, I don't break a lot of news, so when I do, I don't do it lightly. I just want to throw that out there. So you can trust me on this. This is happening. Ed Lamb will be the next head football coach for the UNC Bears. That's what I'm hearing, and trusted sources. So, thoughts? You went and did a little, after you and I chatted this morning, a little background research on Ed Lamb.
Yeah, just want to get a feel for this type of coach. There's a couple videos on YouTube of him just a couple press conferences at BYU. They did a really cool in-depth video about him and his wife, Sarah, and their son, Edward, who has special needs and autism, I believe. It kind of dives into their life and, how he is away from football. And that's kind of what I wanted to see was, who is this guy off the field? Because we see the resume, we see the experience that he has, and I like it. I really like that he has experience, as you said, with recruiting, with coaching, with building a staff. He seems like a very player-driven coach, like a player's coach, but experience also from the FCS and the FBS level. Obviously, being at BYU, you get a little more exposure. It's not quite Power 5, but it's at that level, and I think that's going to bring so much experience for him to have that, confidence in what he's bringing to the players, what he's going to say to these players when they first get introduced to him in the next couple of days. And then also the coaching staff that he can build.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of experience.
He knows coaching a lot of coaches. Staff too. And again, we're going to get more details on what this is going to look like and everything, but this was a sound football move. In 2020, when CSU hired Steve Adazio and UNC hired Ed McCaffrey, I said the better football move was Adazio, the better marketing grab was Ed McCaffrey, the biggest splash. Now, it turned out that Adazio was pretty terrible, too. But, I mean, his resume was 500 coach at Boston College. That resume is way better than 2 years at Valor Christian. I don't care if you won a championship or not. That resume is still bigger. This move today is a football move. Again, UNC hasn't announced it yet or anything, but this is a football move, a sound football move. And, there are some that are saying, well, does he have roots? He doesn't have roots here. I wanted to see somebody with roots to Northern Colorado. What does that mean? You're from Alabama. I'm from Eastern Colorado. I mean, do you have to be born and raised here for you to, okay, well, the Ed McCaffrey thing failed, so that means we have to hire somebody that lives in Greeley today. Ed Lamb will be here. He will live here. This isn't going to be Ed McCaffrey 2.0. He will move here and have a house here.
Yeah, and I think roots are important. I think with the community that Greeley and Northern Colorado kind of fosters, it leans towards, if it's who you know out here that can really help you. But I think with this hire, you're going to get people that's going to say, I don't really know much about this guy. Let me go get to know him. And you might find out he's actually a really nice guy. He seems like a very humble family person. He has a farm full of horses. So you want to relate to that, I guess you can. But, you know, I think having roots could also hurt you because it only takes one person to put out a bad reputation and that spreads. And so you get a fresh start here. I assume he understands what kind of program he's walking into.
Yeah, I mean, Southern
Utah.
He's
got to build from start, from scratch.
Southern Utah, it's not like their football field and facilities are, I mean, they're pretty close. they're close to where UNC is. So he knows the struggle. So he's not coming into this thinking, you know, I expect to win. I mean, I'm sure he knows. Again, my sources, he was here. He was in Greeley last week. So he toured the facility. He didn't. This wasn't a, you know, hire and then he toured the facility. He obviously was in the area last week. I had been hearing this for weeks, but again, I don't report. I'm not a reporter. I'm a talk show host. But if I get a story and a scoop that I want to go with, I'm going to wait until I'm 100% sure. And today I'm 100% sure. I was 90% sure for several weeks, and I was 100% sure on this when I tweeted it out. So I got people like, I got to confirm away, bro. It's confirmed. Not from UNC yet, but it will be. You're welcome. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. If you guys want to chime in. Yeah, that's what I just said. Aaron says Southern Utah facilities are very similar to UNC. Yes. So again, you're not coming into this from being a Broncos Super Bowl champ and Valor Christian, which is a private school, private fund, you know, all that stuff. You're coming into this knowing that there are going to be struggles in front of you, knowing that these facilities aren't top notch and the struggles that coaches have. That's the thing. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. So there we go. Ed Lamb, but his first name's not Ed, Angel.
It's Cloud or Claude.
Claude? Cloud?
Cloud. He is the third of Ed Lamb's.
Okay. Well, my first, you know, hardcore question would be, UNC, Darren Dunn, are you guys concerned that this coach has the same first name as the last coach? But apparently that's not a concern because that's his middle name.
It might not be. Edward is his middle name, but I think we'll ask him at the press conference if he wants to be called something else.
Oh, yeah, like Deion Sanders wants to be called Prime.
Right.
So we need to know those things. Those are all hard-hitting questions.
Coach Lamb, that sounds good. It's got
Coach
a nice
Lamb,
ring to it.
I like it. You know, people are asking me what I think of the move. What have I been saying all along? I want somebody that has coaching experience with a personality that can glad hand. I'm sorry, but that's what it takes. So those football-wise, like, you know, you're not going to get Deion Sanders. You're not going to get Jay Norvell. It's just not how it – you're not going to get Troy Calhoun. You're not going to get those guys. You're going to get good, you know, solid guys that have some football experience, but you're not going to get monster names that have year after year of proven success. If Ed Lamb won every year that he was at Southern Utah, he'd be at a different spot. So, I mean, that's what it is. I'm just telling you like it is. He's a good coach for this situation. He seems to know football. And BYU, they put a lot of trust into him. And that is that's a well-respected, like you said, a well-respected football program.
Definitely.
So I think it's a good hire. You know, Marty English's name was thrown around the last couple of weeks. And I get that. Jed Stugart's name was thrown around because of his local connections. Those are nice names and football guys and such, too. But I'm just going to throw out Marty English, who I like. I interviewed him once. I was told he doesn't like the media. So if you don't like the media, does that also play a role in you not wanting to get out and about and talk to people? It's one would wonder. Jed Stugart, good name, but he was in the mix. He and Marty English last time around. And he didn't go that route. So maybe there was a thought process of, why go back? Why go back to that? You know, why we didn't go with you guys the first time around. We don't know if we want to go back. Would there be hard feelings or anything like that? So on paper, it looks like a decent move.
And just one more thing. I think on the name thing, I think it gives you an opportunity because it's not, oh, Ed McCaffrey. I think my parents used to talk about him watching him play for the Broncos. It's Ed Lamb. I don't know who this guy is. Let me go meet him. And that, I think that will translate better with the student body, with, you know, the community of Greeley, because it's not, oh, Ed McCaffrey, I remember him. It's Ed Lamb. Who is this guy? Let's see what he's about.
You already tried the shallow approach of, okay, big name, not a lot of substance, not a lot of football background as far as coaching. He played wide receiver. He coached Valor Christian. There's not a lot there. This guy has a lot there. University of Redlands defensive coordinator, BYU grad assistant, University of Idaho, University of San Diego, Southern Utah, BYU again. He's got a track record here. He's a two-time Eddie Robinson Award finalist for National Coach of the Year. He was named the American Football Coaches Association Region 5 Coach of the Year in 15. He took the Southern Utah program. They were like terrible when he took over. They had like a 19-game losing streak in 2008. He turned them into Great West Conference champions in 2010. And then Southern Utah advanced the FCS playoffs for the first time in program history in 2013. A feat accomplished again by Lamb in 2015 with his Big Sky Conference championship team. So you want a guy that understands the Big Sky Conference and that also understands that I don't have a lot to work with as far as facilities go, but I can try to turn this into something. On paper, it looks pretty good.
Oh, he understands the grind it takes to be successful at this level. And I think he can bring that experience and communicate that to his players. And I'm sure they understand where they're at as a program. And if you can get a collective effort moving in the right direction, something you didn't have the last 3 years, I think that's all beneficial.
We'll find out. I'm guessing, as I know I'm right, I'm guessing there will be a press conference at some point this week. And we'll go from there. Interesting show lineup today. I got my Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Did you like this here from Primetime? Did you like what he had to say to the players about basically just entering go ahead and enter the portal because, you know, we got dogs coming. We got guys that are probably going to replace you. Here's that clip again.
We got a few positions already taken care of because I'm bringing my luggage with me. And it's Louis. It ain't going to be no more of the mess that these wonderful fans, the student body, and some of your parents have put up with for probably 2 decades now. I'm coming. And when I get here, it's going to be changed. So I want y'all to get ready to go ahead and jump in that portal and do whatever you're going to get. Because the more you jump in, the more room you make. Because we bring kids that are smart. Say that. Smart.
Smart.
Tough.
Tough.
Fast.
Fast.
Discipline.
Discipline.
With character.
Character.
One more time. Smart.
Smart.
Tough.
Tough.
Fast.
Fast.
Discipline.
Discipline.
With character.
With character.
That's the ones we're going to get. Is that you?
Do you have any issues with that being said in that type of meeting? That's the poll question. Any issues with Coach Prime telling current Buffs players to, quote, go ahead and jump in that portal, end quote, during his first team meeting as head coach? Any issues?
I think on first hearing, it sounds, eesh.
It's harsh. Pretty harsh.
It's very harsh. It's a hard truth. But you have to understand the context. This is a 1-9 football team.
That's just been miserable for them.
Not very good. And that's no discredit to the players. But in this new era of college football that we are getting into with the transfer portal and the NIL stuff, this is the reality.
And this, I'm telling you right now, I promise you, what Deion said in that meeting with cameras on is what every coach says without cameras on. So
absolutely,
he is opening the curtain, he's pulling back the curtain, and we're getting to watch this thing, which is highly entertaining. It does motivate. Stud athletes are going to look at this and go, dude, he's got cameras everywhere. He's tough. He wants the best of the best. If I get there and I can surround myself with all those great guys, it's going to improve my shot to get in the league. That's what CU should be, not a stepping stone job for a coach, a stepping stone job to the NFL. That's what it should be for players. So I have no issue with it. I absolutely loved it. It was harsh. Do I feel bad for the student athletes? It's competition, man. Sports, at this level, it's a competition. Meaning if you're not good enough, you will get beat out by somebody that is. That's how this thing goes. And what he's doing is just showing us what all these coaches are doing. It's just seeing it. it's kind of scary for some. Intimidating, man. He's intimidating.
I was going to say it's intimidation, but it's also a challenge. Because, like, I don't know how many of those players in that room are going to be here next year. But the ones that heard that and understand it, they'll work their tails off to make sure they're on this team next year.
Go vote at theholeshow.com. Let me know what you think. He's already bringing in. There's already big names popping left and right. So he's got the ability. He certainly does. We're going to talk to Brooks Talkington at the bottom of the hour. He was a defensive lineman for the UNC Bears. This was his last year. So he played under Ed McCaffrey. And we're going to talk to him a little bit. You know, he has some thoughts on who should be the next head coach, as if it's not already settled. And, you know, some more thoughts. We're going to talk about what it was like. Because he was, Brooks is a good dude, and I trust this guy. He was willing at the beginning of the season to back Coach Ed McCaffrey and just go with it. But that's, players got to do that, man. If you're going to stick around, you're going to back your coaches. So we're going to talk to Brooks about that later on in the program. Don't go anywhere. We got a jam-packed show. More Ed Lamb discussions, the new, from what I've heard and am told and am right, the new head football coach for the UNC Bears. We'll talk about that. I'm sure we'll get him on the program at some point this week. The Nuggets, are they in trouble? Are the Denver Nuggets in trouble? The last two games would indicate that, yes, they are. The Broncos, where do we go from here? And the transfer portal numbers are, it's like, did you ever see the Jetsons on gel? Is that that's something that you were aware of?
George and
George boy Jetson, Elroy. His boy Elroy, and the dog.
Astro,
and the robot maid. Well, you know how they just, like, the traffic, because they were flying around in rocket ships and stuff, just crazy traffic. That's what I picture the transfer portal right now.
Oh, yes.
It's just rockets
absolutely
flying
crazy.
All over
it's
the place.
It's not even the Wild Wild West.
No, it's space. We are in space now. It's a portal. All right, we'll take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Do you like the move to tell your players, your current players on your team, hey, some of these seats are already replaced, so you better get in that transfer portal. Go ahead. Go ahead and do it. I dare you. All right, we'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Great friend of the show, great friend of mine, joining us in studio with a last name that was meant for radio, Brooks Talkington.
Howdy. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
We got applause.
Look at that, man. I always say it. We're like an 80s sitcom around here. We have a live studio audience that claps and they sigh. It's fantastic.
That's the best era of television, man. So we're good with
that.
Oh, man. I'm good with that.
Best
boy.
TV show. What kind of shows? Like, did you see, like, Full House?
Oh, yeah. I grew up watching that.
I hate admitting that, but it was good.
It was good. My sister watched that a lot. Loved Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince.
I guess that was 90s
Late 80s, early 90s. Yeah, all kind of the same thing,
still
man.
Still great people.
Still great stuff. Brooks Talkington, of course, was a senior, played for UNC defensive lineman. You were with this Bears team for a while, for a couple of different coaches, too. So, I mean, you've seen it all.
I sure have.
And you and I have been connecting off and on throughout the year, too. And Brooks, I know it wasn't the year, at the end of the day, it wasn't the year you guys wanted.
Sure.
And rough year wins and losses-wise, but we know other stuff was going on, whatever. And ultimately, UNC moved on from Ed McCaffrey.
Yes, sir.
What was that like for you? I mean, because you did all the right things as far as, okay, whether you loved Ed McCaffrey or you didn't love Ed McCaffrey, you were staying here to play football and he was your head coach.
Yes, sir.
So you got behind that and said, whatever it takes, man, I'm going to build him up. We're going to do it. We're going to make this thing work.
Absolutely. I mean, I was excited about Coach McCaffrey coming in initially, and I have nothing to say in regards to him as a person. Great guy. You know, I cannot speak enough about, you know, how highly I do think of him as a person. In terms of qualification, in terms of what he did with the football program, left a little to be desired, obviously. But I am a person who values loyalty a lot. So whoever's the head man, whoever's the boss, I'm going to support.
Because you were loyal to UNC at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
The University of Northern Colorado.
This place gave me the opportunity to get 2 degrees, which I'll be doing on Saturday.
Awesome, yeah, dude. Congratulations to you, my friend. Look at that. Susan and Cheryl back there. Loving that.
I actually will be speaking at the commencement, so you're invited to come.
Dude.
To come, man.
When is that? Saturday?
Saturday at 3 o'clock. Okay. But I understand you're a busy man. You're working, man. But
that's why I tell people anyway.
Yeah. Oh, hey, me too.
I'm lying. Congratulations to you, man.
You. But no, yeah, you. UNC has been great to me. I've got to live out the childhood dream of playing football at a high level. Met the girl of my dreams. I've met countless wonderful friends. So I have nothing but positive things to say about my experience here.
And I love that. And I think I told you this when we first met. You know, you are a coach's dream because you're dedicated, you're athletic, you're a heck of a football player.
Thank you.
But you're loyal, and that's a big deal. Was Ed McCaffrey loyal? Answer. You don't want to answer.
Sure,
you don't have to answer.
Yeah.
You can not answer. You can say next question. You can do whatever you want to do.
I think Coach McCaffrey was loyal to us. I think he was running the program as best as he knew how to. And I think that's where it came in a little bit. I think that's why UNC chose to depart, was because he wanted to take UNC in a direction that he believed would be the best. However, just I don't think he had the qualifications or staff to be able to do so.
Did he work 100%? Did he give it 100%, you think? From your vantage point?
Most of the time.
Yeah?
I mean,
so maybe 90%?
Hey,
I'm saying it. You cannot say it, right?
Sure.
You can do whatever you want to do in this thing.
Listen, everybody will have their criticisms. Everybody will have what they believe. And I would prefer, like I said, he was the boss. He was the guy that I was standing behind. And he did bring in some coaches that I, to this day, admire a lot. And
well, Coach Darnell's one of those.
Coach Darnell's absolutely one. I continue to hope he'll be the guy selected for the head coaching gig, even though I'm not sure it's going to go that way now.
Did hear his name in the mix.
Yeah, and well deserving. Great guy. And then Coach Eddie Gonzalez, obviously, I've talked about.
Eddie Gonzalez, a good guy, too.
Just,
you played with him.
Yeah.
How many years?
With him for, we were on the same team for 5 years.
Five years.
Injured a few of them, or a couple of them, but. Yeah, Coach Eddie, been phenomenal. So, I mean, like I said, I don't want to speak on, you know, negative about anybody, really.
You've told me.
If I'm being honest, you know, there were a lot of situations where there were, you know, the effort was questioned, or perhaps the, you know, the motive was questioned, you know.
You've told me off air, too, you know, Ed's not a bad guy. You don't think he's a bad guy. And
remotely.
I don't think a lot of people that I've talked to really say, there's some.
Sure.
Luttrell out there.
Yeah.
There's some names that, of course, have different things to say.
Sure.
But you haven't said that.
No. I mean, he's been good to me, personally. And I'm a person who, if you've been good to me, I will initiate that respect back.
But you can still recognize
there was a lot of shortcomings, especially initially. I mean, I know a lot of people complained of him not being in-house.
Yeah, in 2020, right?
In 2020, there were a lot of issues. I know part of it was pandemic, and part of it was just living far away. But, you know, you're going to commit to a team. You live in Greeley now. You're from Greeley. You're part of Greeley. So
you're from a football family.
I sure am. Yeah.
And everything I have heard about next level, maybe not high school as much, just depends on who you are, but next level, college players.
High school is different.
Oh, it's like college, man.
Yeah.
Players and coaches, it's like a grind every day, all day.
It is.
That's what you hear.
It is.
So then when you read a report from the Denver Post last week, when Dave Baldwin comes out and says, I never took a snow day in my life, and there were days I'd be at the office, and he wasn't there.
Sure.
So I guess when I read that, I go, wait, I thought this was what they did all the time. Like, you can't catch up with these coaches very often because it's 100%.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, Coach Baldwin and him had their own conflicts. I actually, believe it or not, I wasn't super familiar with what happened. I just know that he was released or let go, moved in a different direction. Ultimately, during the season and during the spring, Coach McCaffrey was present, you know, and I think a lot of people.
So after 2020, he was there all the time.
After, you know, and I think it was a learning curve. You know, it was an issue of, hey, you know, there are some complaints against you, and then I think that kind of snapped it in gear. But that by no means was the only like issue. You know what I mean? I think a lot of people just weren't fans of how the situation was run. A lot of people weren't fans of the schedule, and you know. Having to bring in a bunch of players. I mean, having 40 players in the transfer portal at any time is not ideal.
Right.
So Yeah, I take the good with the bad. Honestly, I believe Coach McCaffrey did leave UNC better than he found it. We ended up afterwards having a new weight room, which is phenomenal.
Got
new,
the
new field.
Turf field.
Turf field.
Yeah.
Great. And he did do a lot of great things. So did he leave it better than he found it? Yes. I don't believe, and I don't think he believes he left it as good as he could have. And, you know, ultimately, UNC has decided to move on.
The things you just said, you know, I was asked about that, too. Do I think that, from what I've seen, that Ed McCaffrey, and I agree with you. I mean, if you can get those kind of facilities, listen, Ernest wasn't getting a lot of those W's either.
No,
he
wasn't.
Then at least Ed came in, and you were getting some donors to buy in and stuff. And obviously, you saw that literally on the football field. And I want to, and definitely want to talk about Coach Darnell too in a moment with you, Brooks.
Sure.
Brooks Talkington joining us. What are you graduating with, by the way? You said
so
that.
So I've already gotten my undergrad with an emphasis in business marketing. I'm about to graduate with my MBA. So just master's in business administration, just a general MBA.
Look at you go, man.
Easy way out.
Dude, you're a smart football player. you are
I'm
a smart
just a
dude.
Convincing guy is what it is.
Well, you're dedicated. You work your butt off, man, and you've earned this. This is a great thing for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what my dad told me upon going anywhere. He said, hey, look, if you don't get your act together, and not that I was a bad kid in like high school or anything, but he just kind of said, hey, you're going to get to college, and it's going to be a situation of, hey, if you don't constantly have your act together, they're just going to move on from you. And so I kind of took that with the Collins era and then just kind of continued. That's what he taught me, you know.
You retweeted some stuff from Primetime yesterday.
I did.
You like his style.
I do, honestly. I mean, I know a lot of people don't, you know. So, but what he understands is he's coming into a culture that is not familiar with winning. And to do that, you have to completely dismantle and build up. You know, you can't go into some place that is halfway built and just continue where the last place started. That's just not how it goes, you know. He has a vision. He knows what he wants to do. And I personally agree with it. I was talking to my lady, actually, was saying, well, shouldn't it be more about the players and stuff? Like, no, hey, look, honestly, now college football is a business. That's just the case of it. It's okay. That's just what it's moved to. So now it's important that if you want to stay in business, which will ultimately be best for the players on the team, you have to build those connections. You have to win games, and you have to build a team culture that is rooted around winning. And him coming in saying, hey, look, if you're not here for it, you feel free to enter the transfer portal. But he's just kind of saying, I'm not here to lose games, and I'm not here to please people. I'm here to win.
And, Brooks, you don't have to comment on this 100% however you want, but I was talking about this yesterday on the show, and I looked at Primetime, and I said, that's a guy that's taking the CU job. His intentions are to succeed in college football because that's who he is.
Mm-hmm.
He has made that decision. He made that decision, what, 4 or 5 years ago when he became the head coach at Jackson State and said, this is where I want to be. I'm going to be a head coach.
Mm-hmm.
I got the sense sometimes with Ed McCaffrey that it was, I'll give it a shot. See what happens.
I could see how that could come across to people.
Is that way off base?
See, in my experience, he's a very competitive guy.
So once he was in,
he's locked in, he's bought in, he's telling us all the things we can do to be better. Like I said, I think his biggest downfall was just experience. You know, I don't think he knew how to play the game as a college coach, and I don't think he had those qualifications yet, because a college head coach is much more than just schematics. You know, it's also meeting consistently with boosters and donors. As much as I hate to say it, it's being a politician almost as well as the conductor and manager of your team. So, you know, to his credit, he did what he could. But yeah, I don't know if it was a lack of effort in terms or like a lack of want to. I think it was just a lack of experience and qualification.
Like, and you can work really hard in something but not know the areas you need to be working the hardest.
Sure.
And then it doesn't work out for you.
100% you can. And that's where you got to take the opinions and the advice of other coaches around you, you know.
Yeah.
And that's another reason I thought Darnell would be more than qualified for it. Like, and I know we'll get to that, but
We got some news, and we'll talk about that
news
and all that stuff.
You know, I mean, ultimately, when we talked, I said I wanted to advocate for Coach Darnell, and as it's looking now, it's looking like it's not going to happen, and that's okay.
I'm with you too. I like Scott. I like him a lot.
He's
you know, and again, I thought he has the personality too that could glad hand, that could go around the community and grow and build relationships. All right, we got to take a quick break. You want to stick with us?
Yeah, I'd love to.
40 minutes after the 11 o'clock. Clock Hour. We got Brooks Talkington in studio. We got something nice in here, too, man. Bringing something nice. I like it. Noob says, heck, Brooks should be the next coach. He sounds like he knows what needs to be done. I asked you the other day. I said, "What?" Answer that on the other side. Because I asked Brooks. I said, you going to get involved? Do you want to be on the staff? Is that because you say and do all the right things?
Hey.
We'll talk about all that and more coming up next. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Country music there for you, Brooks.
Nothing wrong with that, man. I'm a fan.
Brooks and Dunn for Brooks Talkington.
I love it. Hey, I went and saw them. I told you, I went and saw them in July, and I ran into the Wyoming football team. They thought I was a coach for UNC.
Well, that's what Noob's saying you should do.
Hey, well, but they were saying it because I look old. Some
well,
people age
COVID
like
year,
wine,
you
I
know.
Age like milk. You know?
No, dude, you look good.
Yeah, appreciate
but you have that. You have that. A way about you, though, that's like a coach. That's mature, not old, but mature.
I appreciate that.
And the way you speak, the way you handle yourself.
I try to. I mean, I've been. My dad, when I was a kid, used to say, "Hey, the Brooks Show is over." Like as a way of like reining me in when mm-hmm. I was talking too much with company around. And so, just I'm not messing with you. I was a really hyper kid, and so eventually, I just kind of learned, like, okay, you don't get the microphone taken away if you learn how to speak, like, you know,
yeah.
a little more precisely,
uh-huh.
a little more
That's
well
great.
Thought out.
It sounds like you got some good folks.
Ah, they're great.
Brooks Talkington joining us in studio, getting
yes,
ready
sir.
To graduate. Your MBA coming up on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Played for the Bears for.
Five and a half years. I got here in June of
2017.
Yep.
So you were here, of course, with Ernest Collins Jr., Ed McCaffrey. Can I ask you something about, I thought this was weird too, mm-hmm. Brooks. And again, I'm not going to pile on Ed.
No, yeah.
But he tweeted out before he was let go a bunch of congratulatory messages. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he retweeted images of players like Elijah Dotson
sure.
and other Bears players. And then after he was let go, his Twitter was completely scrubbed
yeah.
as if he never was the head coach of the mm-hmm. UNC Bears.
Sure.
Max McCaffrey has UNC all over his stuff.
Yeah.
I'm still seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
All the other coaches have stuff all over. And again, it's part of your life now. That was what you did. Any issues with that?
I mean, I think the only one I got on there was a happy birthday, so which I appreciate, by the way. I'm not saying I don't.
Did he scrub that one, too?
It might
have
been.
Is that gone?
I haven't looked. It could be. I think.
Come on. It's a happy birthday message.
Listen.
I've never seen anything quite like it.
Sure.
Even Mel Tucker with CU, when he left under weird circumstances,
sure.
all his CU stuff was there.
Yeah.
It was like the next night, boom, Michigan State.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know exactly what to make of it. I've had some teammates air their voices like, wow, is he just ashamed of us? Stuff like that, but I don't know if that's the case. I think it's like a breakup, you know?
You just want to get it out of your brain.
You want to get it out of your brain, out of your system. I had a similar situation regarding, you know, when I got dumped. You know, it's just, you don't want to see the things that remind you of it, and it almost reminds you of what, you know, your shortcomings, if that makes sense.
That's fair.
And you don't want to be reminded of that. So that's my take on it. I mean, I've had teammates say other things, and you know, they took it a little more personally, but at the end of the day, I understand. I've been around long enough. Like, it's a job. You know, it's a job, and it's, you know, the unfortunate thing is it's something you dedicate so much time to, and it can be taken away so quickly, both as a player and as a coach.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, you look at one bad injury, you look at, you know, people that lose their seasons, and they're like, okay, I don't want to see a single thing regarding football. You know,
yeah.
I've had friends that get done with football, didn't go how they wanted, and they spend 4 or 5 years not even being able to watch it on TV, you know? So
just want to, and that actually kind of does make sense.
That's how I see it. I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt.
But if he ever wants to be a head coach again, I think people might look at that
sure.
and go, dude, isn't it about the student athletes? And
yeah.
you were still supportive of them,
sure.
even though you lost your gig.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I spoke to him directly after I heard the news. I gave him a call and just, you know, he said, hey, I appreciate it, and we still maintain a good relationship, so it's not something that – I don't think it's anything personal. I think it's more against just the idea of
Just want to get it out of your brain.
Out of your brain.
Put it away.
Out of there. Yeah.
49 minutes. Let's take another break. We'll wrap up this hour on the other side. We got Brooks Talkington in studio with us.
Happy to be here.
Played for the UNC Bears. He was a defensive lineman for 5.5 years, just wrapped up this season. A strange ending to the season, of course,
sure,
as we talked about the Bears moving on from Ed McCaffrey. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All the way from Memphis. Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Brooks, you would do good in the movie, in the show Yellowstone. What do you think?
I'd love it. Oh, it'd be so much fun.
He's like a Yellowstone guy. You could be a, you're like a ranch hand. I haven't seen the show yet. I'm going to. But you're like a ranch hand, and you start moving up, and you're like the kind guy, but also you have an edge to you. Am I somewhere close here to some of the characters on show? You haven't seen
I've
it?
I've never seen it.
Okay, good.
Oh, it's good.
Well, I want it. We're going to. I have it on the list.
It's great. Yeah,
but
phenomenal.
You know me, I'm a sports guy, so I'm watching sports every single freaking night.
Yeah, you don't have time for that. I always find myself watching a game. I was even at the CSU UNC men's basketball game.
Oh, I was there. I was there.
Yeah, I know. I didn't realize you were there. I would have said hi, but I kept seeing the tweets, and I was like, man, this guy doesn't take a rest.
Jerry asked me to do color commentary. This is the first time I've done that on a college game.
Did you enjoy it?
It was a lot of fun.
That's good.
Well, and I cover both teams very closely, so there wasn't a lot of prep.
Yeah.
So I could just kind of go in, and what I didn't know, you make up.
Honest, yeah.
Right? That's radio.
That's life. What do you mean? That is life. You fake it till you make it.
It's exactly right. And I'm still faking it. So we did hear that what I'm hearing, and I'm sure of this situation now, is that Ed Lamb will be the next head football coach for the University of Northern Colorado.
That's what it's looking like.
Yeah. And are you a part of any of that? Do you go to you won't go to a meeting or anything, will you? Because you're done.
No, I'm done. They say there's a 4:30 meeting to meet the new head coach, and that's who they've alluded to it being. So that's been my understanding. But
this is all what I've heard. This isn't from UNC yet,
no,
so they could pull a crazy one here.
And sure. I mean, I've heard similar whispers on Twitter and everything, but the only reason I'm familiar with Coach Ed Lamb is because I was very close with our former strength coach Jeff Butler.
Okay.
And Jeff Butler was with Coach Lamb when he was at Southern Utah, and they won that Big Sky Championship. Jeff Butler came to us, and then he left for BYU under Coach Lamb again and spent a couple seasons there. So,
okay.
Yeah, and so that's the only reason I'm familiar with him personally. I don't get to scour college football like you do and other people do just because, most of the time I'm playing.
Yeah, you're a little busy.
Now I get to be a fan.
Yeah.
I'm kind of
Now you can take the bird's eye view and take a look at some things here. So we'll see again. And you have a great relationship with Scott Darnell.
Yes.
I think he's a heck of a dude.
Absolutely.
And in fact, a couple weeks ago, in my circles at least, his name was heating up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what that looks like for him
sure.
at the next stage. But we're going to take a break here. You want to stay one more segment with me? We've got to do one more segment, and we'll hang out. Brooks Talkington, set to graduate his MBA on Saturday, played for the UNC Bears for 5.5 years, and stand-up guy that is not going. Listen, I like both of your take. I like all your sides of this thing with Ed and all of that. You're not going to throw anybody under the bus, but you're also willing to admit that it wasn't perfect.
It could have been done much better than it was.
Yeah. All right. Second hour coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. More from Brooks Talkington coming up next.